The Trump administration has imposed sanctions on three senior officials of the Chinese Communist Party over the allegations of treatment of the Uyghurs, a Muslim ethnic minority. The U.S. State Department estimates that at least 1 million Uyghurs have been detained and forced to work in internment camps. And there are allegations that the Uyghur people are being forced to make products for American consumers, including 13 tons of human hair for weaves and wigs seized earlier this month. Joining us now is Ruchan Abbas. She's the leader of the group Campaign for the Uyghurs. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk about this unprecedented atrocity of the century.
This story is personal for you. Your own sister is missing. Tell us what happened.
I have been very vocal after the concentration camps, and also according to our numbers, there are around 3 million Uyghurs arbitrarily detained outside the legal system in this fascist concentration camps and now being used as slaves. And then my husband's entire family was missing since spring of 2017. So I talked about this atrocity at the think tank, one of the think tanks here in Washington, D.C. But 6 days after my speech, my sister, a retired medical doctor, she was abducted by the Chinese government as a retaliation for my public activism. And I have not heard any news ever since her disappearances on September 2018. But only on June 5th this year, Radio Free Asia confirmed that she is in detention. But other than that, I still don't have any information on her whereabouts and how's her health and nothing.
I'm so sorry for you and your family. I can only imagine that this is a very hard time for you. Can you briefly give us a lay of the land? What are the conditions facing Uyghurs in China, and what are you advocating for?
Well, ever since the occupation of East Turkestan under the communist Chinese regime in 1949, they have been persecuting the Uyghurs. And ever since the horrific attacks in the United States in 2001 after the 9/11, the Beijing rebranded its repressive campaign against the Uyghurs as a part of the global war on terror. And they also, the Belt and Road Initiative, that actually put our homeland in the epicenter of this Belt and Road Initiative. So we are trying to let the world know that signing up for the Belt and Road Initiative right now is complicit with the Uyghur genocide. When you look at it, you know, so many companies are being complicit. Recent seizure of 13 tons of human hair in our customs control here in the United States, that was produced from slaves in those concentration camps. Those hairs are from Uyghur people. The recent sanction against the Chinese government officials and businesses, that was very essential, and we are very pleased, but it's not enough.
A recent study by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute found that Uyghurs are being forced to work in factories that more than 80 global brands like Apple and BMW and The Gap and Huawei and Nike use. How do we begin to make sense of how consumers should think or know about what's happening with the Uyghurs?
Right now, doing any kind of business as usual is complicit with this genocide, because almost all of these brand names, they are using the Uyghurs as forced labor. There is a current bill actually being introduced, the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, by Congressman McGovern and the Senator Rubio. It will address the direct complicity in the use of slave labor from my homeland. Almost every single brand name, you know, if they are coming from China, if their supply chain is using Chinese factories, means they are complicit with this genocide.
I want to ask you about this idea of boycotting Chinese goods. This is something that America has grappled with in the past, really over the last decade or so, taking a more critical view of human rights violations. But we also find that our economy is so tied to Chinese goods as well. Can you just elaborate more on what your call to action is for consumers who now realize that they should be looking at where products are coming from, but also understanding that it's such a driver to our economy?
True. But when you look at it, as China continues to push the limits of what atrocities that they can get away with, the civilized nations, the Western democratic countries, we must no longer perpetrate the belief that the decoupling from China is too costly. What is the cost of human lives? What is the cost of an entire ethnic people of my people, 20 million people? So we need to put an end to that.
That's Ruchan Abbas, activist and leader of Campaign for Uyghurs. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.